Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of The Daily Challenge. It's Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Day. We're not going to do a lot today. We're just going to hear the story from Christmas of the shepherds, talk about it briefly, and let you enjoy a holy and wonderful Christmas.
In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, watching over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Well, as you can hear in this story, the coming of God into the world, the newborn king of this world, wasn't just for the high and mighty, the powerful, but even lowly shepherds, the dirtiest kind of job you could have, people who worked in fields sleeping with sheep, they were able to come and meet the newborn king of the Jews, the newborn king of the universe, who'd been born into our world to save us, forgive us of our sin. This was good news for everyone of all kinds, from wise men to shepherds to people like you and I. So bring that with you today. Have a Merry Christmas. And here's your challenge for today. How will you worship God today and this year? Like the shepherds, how will you show your love and joy at the coming of Jesus into our world to save you? What part of your life will you offer to God in thanksgiving? Have a Merry Christmas. Bye for now.